What's going on, my people? Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. There is no fear in love. Say it with me. There is no fear in love. And I want you guys to realize this, that there is no fear in love. With that being said, keep that at the center of your love for Jesus and for people, because the greatest commandment, Jesus said, is to love God and to love people. Now, we have looked at in this month what it means to be fearful while loving. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, that fear has to do with punishment. Now, basically what that means is that you love somebody, or you feel a consistent flow of emotions or consistent flow of affection for someone, but you end up fearing that that person or that thing may punish you. In that, for example, if you're in love with somebody, you may fear that they may punish you by leaving you, hurting you, or maligning you, or some negative thing that they may do to you. But when you have perfect love, there is absolutely no fear of what someone can do to you, because fear has to do with you. Fear is an emotion that is evoked, or a spirit that is evoked when there is intimidation. So in other words, the actions of someone has the potential to intimidate you. And that intimidation springs up fear, or stirs up fear. And with that being said, you end up being worried, because fear causes you to run away. So you run away, whether emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, psychologically. And you don't connect because you are afraid of what that person can possibly do to you. Today, I want us to be free from this, because your love relationships can be so much better if fear is eradicated. So let's look at some of the negative impacts of fear. Fear impacts us negatively. It impacts us negatively. And one of the things that fear does, as I said last week, is that whatever you fear may come upon you. Whatever you fear may come upon you. So you fear being in an accident, and you end up in an accident because you're processing this so much that it becomes your reality. So you've got to be careful what you allow fear to force you to do. Fear also causes you to lie. Like in Genesis 26, verse 27, Abraham lied that Sarah was his sister. When he was pressured, he was forced to lie. Fear also causes discouragement. It causes discouragement in that you don't want to pursue something because you are afraid that you may not get the reciprocity. So the amount of work you're putting in, you are afraid that you may not get that same amount of payment back. So you don't do it. Fear causes you to see wrongly. And this is such an important point to note, because it is possible that you're in a relationship, or even in a marriage, a friendship, and because of your fear of that person to malign you or hurt you or whatever you fear that they can do to you, you start seeing them as someone that they are not. You start seeing them as an abuser. And so every word they say feels abusive to you. And it is destroying your relationship. It's destroying your family. It's destroying your friendship. And the root of that is fear. The root of it is fear, because ultimately you feel as if this person is punishing you, and if fear has to do with punishment, then that means that whatever you are feeling is really fear. It's really fear. Here's what else fear causes. Fear causes anticipation of physical, spiritual, or emotional punishment. So in other words, you are going into something, about to overtake something, going into a new job, marrying, going into a new relationship, friendship, whatever. And you are already anticipating a negative outcome or a negative response. You have to get rid of fear, because you will not be able to connect, grow, move, expand, explode if fear is ultimately what is at the seat of your heart. You won't be able to connect with anyone. You're always, always, always going to be seeing people in a negative light, or you're always going to be anticipating or waiting on them to hurt you. And with that being said, you will do things even to test them to see if they're going to hurt you for real. I can remember hearing a young lady saying that she was with her husband, and what began to happen is she anticipated abuse. And so they would get into a fight, and she would say, hit me then, hit me, because I know that's what you want to do. And I'm telling you, there are so many people who are going through this, or this is affecting them, because the reality is that fear is real. It's real. And it's blocking you from deeply connecting and having the kinds of relationship that you can have, beautiful relationships and strong connections. I want you to be perfected in love. So how do you get rid of fear? Number one, you realize that God says in his words 365 times, do not be afraid. And so that's one, do not be afraid for each day. So you have to get up every day and repeat it. I am not afraid. Because fear is a regular visitor. Fear doesn't know when to leave, doesn't realize when you've said no or had enough. Fear keeps coming and coming and coming, because fear is adamant that it's going to overthrow every plan that God has for you. So affirming yourself that you are not afraid by virtue of what God said in his word, then make that declaration. Another strong way to get rid of fear is to repent. Repentance looses the bonds of fear and wickedness. So I want you to begin to repent for fearing, for being fearful. For 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 tells us that God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. The last thing I want to say to you about getting rid of fear is what 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 says. Power, love, and a sound mind. Let's look at a sound mind. What does a sound mind look like? A sound mind is a person who has or exercises self-control. Simple, you will not allow your mind to think certain things. You will not allow your mouth to say certain things. You will not allow yourself to react in a particular way to certain things. You are pretty much saying, I am not going down that road. I'm not going to say that. That's not my thoughts. Devil, you are a liar. Things like that, because you are as 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 says, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So you are not going to stand around and allow these thoughts to just take over your mind and have their freelance way and do whatever they want to do. No, because you have self-control, you're going to pull yourself back and speak to your mind and declare and really confess what the Word of God says. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And that word cast is with force, with violence, and with intentionality. Be intentional today that fear is not going to block you from what God has for you. My name is Pastor Kim. I'll catch you next month with a new series. Thank you so much. This is not just information, it's transformation.